Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight. And my, we always look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. And I'm excited about the summertime and all of us being together on Wednesday night. Of course, we have a nursery for the little ones, but from, I think, 4 years old on up, we're all together in the auditorium to sing the songs of God and to go over our prayer guide, to listen to the missionary letter, and then to study the Word of God together. And it's a great, great time on Wednesday nights. And so if you don't have a place to go, come on out and join us at 6:30 this evening. If you do have a church, you be there and you be in your place and you go to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor and for God to speak to your heart. It'll give you just what you need right in the middle of the week. And we look forward to that service this evening. And then we're praying for our folks. We got about 15 that are heading to on a Mexico missions trip. They'll be going with Bearing Precious Seed through El Paso, Texas. And they're leaving on Friday morning. And we're praying for God to do great things in them and through them in the coming week with the trip into Mexico. And that God will see many folks come to know Christ as their Savior. And the Lord will draw them to the Savior during that week. So pray for safety as they travel, and then a fruitful week there as they minister in Mexico. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, go to Romans chapter 12, would you please? Romans chapter 12. Familiar verses to us, verses 1 and 2, where Paul writes, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We know we have an enemy. The Bible says our enemy is Satan, the devil. And we know from John 8:44, Jesus said the devil is a liar and the father of lies. It all started back in the Garden of Eden when he lied to Adam and Eve. He got Eve to believe the lie. God didn't want him to eat of the tree. And he lied about that. And he continues. And by the way, every time we believe a lie, he takes more territory in our life. Believing the lies of Satan causes us to have wrong thinking, wrong feelings, and consequently, we make wrong choices. Now, I want to help you with something. Satan cannot read your mind. He can't read your mind. Satan doesn't know your thoughts. He's not omnipotent. He's a created being. He was a fallen angel. Don't forget that. But what Satan does is he will send us thoughts. I say, what do you do? He uses outside pressure. He'll use a billboard. He'll use a commercial on TV. He'll use something you'll see on your online on your phone or on your tablet, and it'll ignite a thought into your mind. That's why the Bible says we're to be bring every thought unto obedience. We're to bring every thought into captivity. You see, the thought can be revealed by God, or the thought can be revealed by Satan. Whoever controls your thoughts controls you. Whoever controls my thoughts becomes my authority. Whoever influences my thinking and whoever influences my attitudes will show in my actions. Now, there's four sources that control our thoughts, or control our thinking. Number one, society may control our thinking. So what do you mean? Television, books, movies, internet, friends. It's just that what we call, lump all that together into something called society. And a lot of people, all they believe is what they've heard on the news. All they believe is what they've seen on TV or what they've watched in the movie or what they read online or what friends have told them. And so we just go along with whatever the world says we ought to believe. Okay? Another source is self. Self. We tell ourselves that we're right, or we're going to do it this way. I don't care what anybody else is doing. We begin to tell ourselves, and we have selfish thoughts. Okay, two sources so far, society, self. But there's a third one. Who's that? Satan. He'll repeatedly put thoughts in our head.
That's why the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But we have to be aware what the devil uses. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. That's all that's in the world. And so Satan uses those things to influence our thinking. But there's another source of our thoughts, and that is the Savior. That's the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And the Bible says in John 16, the Holy Spirit is in us to guide us into all truth. And we're to yield our thinking to Him. We're to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And our thoughts are the most powerful part of our being, because thinking determines living. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You won't live right and think wrong, and you won't think wrong and live right. Thinking determines living. Now, the goal for victory is to allow God to control our thoughts. That the renewing of our mind, as Romans 12 teaches us, that we have a renovation of our mind, that our thinking begins to change. You'll never change the way you live until you change the way you think. And so we want God to guide in all my thoughts. How does that happen? There's three things I want us to remember. Number one, God is all wise. God is all wise. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 17. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 17. The Bible says, now the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. He's the only wise God. He's all wise. And then I'm thinking about Psalm 147, I believe it is. I'm trying to flip over there real quick. Psalm 147 and verse number 5, where the Bible says, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. You see, God knows everything, and He understands everything. Everything God thinks of us, He does for us, is fitted through His great wisdom. So I know that, listen now, as a child of God, whatever has happened to me is the wisest thing God could have allowed on my behalf. He's all wise. He knows what we need, He knows when we need it, and He knows how best to bring it into our lives. God knows how best to conform us to His Son. That's why He'll work all things together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. He can turn the evil into good. It basically, we're saying if I was as wise as God, I would arrange my life exactly as He has arranged it. He's all wise. God is all wise. The second principle I want you to remember is God is love. 1 John 4:8 simply says God is love. And He proved His love by giving His only begotten Son for us. That God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How much more will He show us His love now that we are His sons? You see, God loves us unconditionally. Unconditionally. And God desires that we love Him unconditionally. Job settled it. Job settled it, didn't he? He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. In all that Job did, the Bible says he never charged God foolishly nor sinned with his mouth. Job understood that what has happened to me is what God has allowed in my life. That what has happened to me in my life is in harmony with God's love for me. God loves me. God's not in this life, and God's not going to give me anything to harm me. God is all wise. God is love. He's not just loving. He is love. And then we know that God is sovereign. What's that mean? God is in complete control. Not much in this life is in my control, that's for sure. But I know that everything is in God's control. At the end of Job, when God begins to and turn the captivity of Job over again, in Job chapter 42 and verse number 2, Job says, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. God says, I know you can do everything, God. And so, listen, God knows there's nothing hid from Him. Nothing happens and God says, uh-oh. Nothing happens and God says, well, I didn't see that coming. No. So whatever takes place, we can praise God even if we think it's bad. And certainly we praise God when we think it's good. But the devil's only going to be able to do what God allows. And the devil and God are not even close to being on the same level. Don't think that. If anything would happen without God's knowledge, then we certainly couldn't trust him. He'd be untrustworthy. We couldn't put our confidence in him as our God. In Psalm 115 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." God's in control. God can do whatever he wants to do. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. With God, nothing is impossible. So with God in control of my life, I can completely trust him because I know he's sovereign. So remember these three principles. Let it guide your thoughts. Let it change the way you think. God is wise. God is love. God is sovereign. And when those principles dominate your thinking and you don't listen to the lies of the devil and you don't listen to the lies from yourself and you don't listen to the lies from society, it'll change your thinking. And when you change your thinking, it'll change your living. And you can see the victory in Jesus that you're looking for. But see, victory doesn't start with what I do. Victory starts with how I think. That's why the Bible says about renewing your mind. We're going to present our bodies a living sacrifice, but the way that takes place and the way I don't conform to the world is I have to have the renewing of my mind so I can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's why the Bible over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57 says, "Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, there's victory in Jesus, my friend. There's victory in the Christian life, but it all begins with the way we think. Let's let these three principles guide our thoughts. God is all wise. God is love. And God is sovereign. He's in control of our life, and we can completely trust him. When our thinking gets settled on those principles, we'll begin to see a change in the way we live, and we'll begin to see the victory and walk in victory. We can be more than conquerors through him who loved us so. Well, I hope you have a great Wednesday. I look forward to seeing some of you in our church service tonight, and I hope you can be able to tune in for the broadcast tomorrow. I want to talk a little bit about some empty promises of the resurrection. Thank God he arose. Thank Christ he arose from the dead. But it wasn't just the empty tomb. There's some empty promises as well that come from the resurrection. So we'll spend a little time looking at the resurrection tomorrow and maybe into Friday. We'll see how that goes. And we'll look forward to that time together on the broadcast. If you want to share a blessing or a prayer request, we'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call here at the church or shoot me an email. pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, and we'd love to pray with you about your requests, or we can rejoice with you with your blessings. All right, and we enjoy hearing from the radio listeners, and hope you have a great Wednesday, everybody, and I'll look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.